Here's Baltimore County's vision thing for Towson. You buy or rent a nice place downtown. Walk to work in a nearby shop or office so you don't need a car. Or maybe you use a bike. There'll be bike racks everywhere. Or you take a bus. David Marks, Towson's county councilman, wants a commuter bus for Towson, like the Charm City Circulator in downtown Baltimore.
We can't build any more roads. We have got to embrace biking, pedestrian activities, and we absolutely have to have a transit circulator in place.
And after work, you go out to dinner, see a movie, all in your neighborhood. Here's County Executive Kevin Kamenetz.
We think it can be a Bethesda or a Silver Spring in the sense of having attractions, a nightlife, as well as a reason for people to live here and walk to work.
Towson in the future is being compared to Bethesda, and I'm waiting for our subway.
Paul Hartman is president of the Greater Towson Council of Community Associations. He wants residents in on talks with the county and developers so they can work out the problems that come with development, like increased traffic, crime, and noise. And there's one project Hartman wants scrapped. It's called 101 York. It would be wedged between the Starbucks and the Jiffy Lube, just north of the Towson University campus. Hartman says the plan to provide housing for 571 students with only 367 parking spaces doesn't add up. He says student parking will spill into the neighborhoods.
Student lifestyle and the hours of operation are slightly different from working folks. So 2 or 3 in the morning, there can be quite a disturbance.
We think 101 York Road is a good project.
County Planning Director Andrea Van Arsdale says it would serve as a link to the university and downtown, and that some students who live there could park in the library parking garage up the street. Van Arsdale says Towson's development wave will really get going Memorial Day weekend when a new theater called Towson Square opens with 16 screens and 8 restaurants.
Towson's becoming a real city, and healthy cities are like healthy ecosystems. You have a diversity of uses that are interconnected.
The big fish planned for the Towson ecosystem is Towson Row, a $300 million development on the west side of York Road between Towson Town Boulevard and Chesapeake Avenue. It's to include hundreds of high-end apartments and hotel rooms, offices, shops, a grocery store, and student housing. Construction is still a couple of years away. Councilman Mark says he views it as kind of what Manhattan is to New York City.
It's going to be of a scale that is just going to be much larger and more distinct than the rest of the community.
County officials say Towson's development is inevitable and that it will broaden the tax base, keeping the property tax rate down. But what if many of those people living and working in the Towson of the future say no thanks to the walkable Towson idea and need to drive? Katie Gucher of Lutherville, sitting in the Towson Starbucks, can attest to the fact that roads are already clogged.
If you come in rush hour, it's awful. York Road is pretty terrible, very, very congested.
Van Arsdale promises the county will be flexible when it comes to dealing with increased traffic in the years ahead. For instance, maybe getting rid of parking on York Road in downtown Towson so those lanes are opened up to traffic. But one thing will not change, she says. Towson's traffic circle has been a success and is here to stay. I'm John Lee reporting in Towson for 88.1 WYPR.